Amen. Because God wants you to experience the good life. In order to do that, you have to put away evil from among you. And it says, it may be hard, it says in verse 13, don't pity him. Don't feel sorry for him if he, amen. Did that seem a little too rough on you? Amen. Amen. Don't feel sorry for him, because after all, he did kill somebody else. And if he killed somebody else, he himself deserves to die. And God said, don't pity him. Don't feel sorry for him. Because I want my, I don't want someone who has that mentality to live. They need to be put to death. Why? So you can put away evil. Put away evil. Put away guilt. And that guilt won't be up on the land, and that it may go well with you. God wants us to understand that you can have and experience the good life. In the promised land, they had experienced the good life. The good life is where the priests were taken care of. The good life. It's a place where the people did not suffer from sicknesses. The people had laws that God wanted them to go by. They had all kind of laws. They had social laws. They had religious laws. They had dietary laws. You couldn't eat what you wanted to eat, because God made the food and he knew what was in it and he knew what was best for your body. Hey man, I know people don't like me to tell them what to eat. I'm not trying to tell you what to eat. I'm just telling you what God said. God, it was not about obeying the law, had nothing to do with salvation. But it had everything to do with sickness. If you didn't want to get sick, you could eat the way God told you to prescribe you to eat, because he made the food. And it's not about salvation, it's about sickness. Amen. You can eat pork and go to heaven. You can eat crawfish. Amen. Pig. You can eat, amen. You can eat shrimp and go to heaven. Amen. But God had dietary laws that told him not to eat it. You can eat catfish. But it ain't going to keep you from going to heaven. It just may get you to heaven earlier. But it's not a salvation issue. God knew that in the promised land, I want you to experience the good life. The good life is a life where you'll put evil at a distance and it won't come in. They had relationship laws. You couldn't hurt nobody. You couldn't cheat on one another. Wife was cheating, husband was cheating, they'd die. Children didn't obey the parents, they would die. They didn't go for that. The good life. The life that, amen, let me settle down a little bit, amen. This life is a life where evil was not allowed in. Evil. Wouldn't it be nice? Amen. They took care of their people. Their wealth, their health was taken care of, and the priests were not allowed to own property. That's the only reason why he was taken care of. But then there was the temple was treasured. Why would you treasure the temple? The temple was treasured because the temple is where the laws came from. The temple taught the laws. The tent. Amen. Moses, the Levites, the priests were all there to let people know, if you really want to experience a good life, you have to go to church on Sunday. And you have to listen to what comes from the word. If you want to live. I mean, you may not want to. I'm just saying. You may want the catfish. That's up to you. But if you want to, if you want the good life. Can everybody shout good life? I don't think nobody liked this life. Amen. Sister Ash. The good life. The good life. Amen. Well, husbands didn't hurt wives and children didn't end up in jail. The good life. Amen. You couldn't steal nobody's stuff. Amen. You caught stealing. Amen. Amen. There could be a death sentence. The good life. Amen. You couldn't lie. Amen. You ever, anybody ever lied to you? Amen. You couldn't lie. If you were caught in a lie, that meant death. You couldn't be lying on nobody. You couldn't do that because you can get somebody in trouble. Amen. God says, in my promised land, I want you to experience the good life. And lies have to be kept at a distance. I'm not going to hold you. The lies, can't nobody lie. And if they find out about it, you'll end up stoned. Amen. 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 You couldn't have intercourse with animals. You couldn't have intercourse with the same sex. You couldn't have intercourse with anyone but your spouse. You couldn't have intercourse, period, until you got married. I'm talking about just a good life. Now, you may not want it, but I'm just trying to let you know what it is. I'm trying to identify the good life. The good life is a life that's got good results. Don't you want good results? The good life. Amen, amen. The good life is where everything went like it was supposed to go. The good life. Amen. The good life was a life where you basically were too holy to be unhappy. You see, it is holiness that will make you happy. You got to believe that. Holiness will make you happy. It's only when you are living holy that you are happy. You say, well, I can be happy without being holy. I'm glad you brought that up, because the Bible talks about there is a short period of time when you can be unholy and be happy. Hebrews 11:25 talks about Moses chose rather to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Hebrews 11:25. Moses chose to suffer at church. He chose to suffer with the 2.5 million people in the desert. He chose to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Moses knew that sin is seasonal. Sin is temporary. It does not last. Sin has short-term pleasure. Sin brings immediate gratification. How many times have you experienced a sin, and then the moment you started, it's good. When you're doing wrong, it's good. At the beginning, it's good. Oh, but it's when you wake up the next morning. Amen. Amen. It's the long-term results. Amen. Sin has immediately make you feel good and make you feel glad about it. But in the end, sin will break your heart. Sin will start you out on a journey and it won't carry its weight. Sin will get you started, but it won't finish like it started. Sin will make you end up in a ditch. Sin will make you end up in a, I wish I had a witness, end up in jail. Amen. But it started out with a party. It started out getting high. It started out dancing. It started out with a lot of music. Yeah. Amen. But stick around a while. You see, sin is something that God says, I want you to keep evil way away from you. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Don't let it get up on you. Don't let it get close to you. Because you may be happy sinning now, but you need to follow these folk around a while. Give them a while. You'll find out who was really, whether sin was really good when they allowed it into their lives. Sinful decisions. I don't want to listen to God's way of making decisions. I want to do it the way I want to do it. Amen. I want to decide who I want to do this with. I want to decide this. I want to decide. I want to make my own decisions. I don't want to do it the way God said do it. I want to do it my own way. Have we got a witness? I don't want no Bible. Close the Bible up. It's in the way. I want to do it. What are y'all, all this religious stuff, all this talk about God. Get rid of that Bible. Hide it. Amen. Quit selling it. Don't bring up God's name. I think God done got blackballed in America. They don't want to call his name. You find out those senators who were, I don't want to drift here, but they scared to call the name God. He done made the world and he done got blackballed in his own world. Don't talk about God. Oh, let me get back to my scripture here. The fact of the matter is, sin will make you sad. Sin will disappoint you. And right now, the happiest people in the world are those who don't play with sin. You can't play with poison. You can't play with it. You can't fool with it. It'll bite you. It'll come back to haunt you. You can be, but for those who are too holy to be unhappy, that means that you are just obeying everything that God wants you to do. You're walking the straight and narrow. You're doing it the way God wants you to do it. You're making decisions the way God told you to make them. I guess I could say you're even eating like God told you to eat. Amen. And because of you doing that, then the end result is you today are happy. Amen. You're happy. Amen. Don't let the devil fool you. Amen. You're too holy. When you're too holy, it doesn't mean that you got your nose in there. It means that you follow all of the, you follow the word of God to the best of your ability. You do everything he tells you to do. You are just too holy to be unhappy. Ain't no way you can be unhappy. Amen. You ain't no way you can be unhappy. Amen. God's road leads to eternal happiness. Amen. There's no way, because you're following all of the word of God. Amen. But then, you know, secondly, what you can do, you can be, amen. There's one case of being too holy to be unhappy. Amen. But you can be too unholy to be happy. It reverses. When you're too unholy to be happy, that means that you are, I'm just giving it to you the way he gave it to me. I didn't get a chance to finish it, but that means you're too unholy. You're not going to let anything in. Amen. You're not going to embrace all of the word of God and be as happy as you possibly can. You're not going to let anything in. You too, amen, unholy to be happy. Amen, amen. You won't let nothing that God says come into your life. Amen, amen. You won't even get a little bit of happiness. Amen. You just don't want to have nothing to do with. You're not going to let no happiness come in. Amen. You don't want to have nothing to do with what the Lord said. You don't want to listen to none of his laws. You have pushed God away. You don't want God. Ever got a witness? Amen. And amen. And matter of fact, anything that you know about God, you try to change it. Even the laws you do know about God, you are changing those laws. But I'm here to tell you this morning that the truth of the matter is that you don't ever want to change any of God's laws. Because God and only God knows what's best for us. Have we got a witness? God is the only one that can give you a life full of real happiness. And when God gives us that life of real happiness, in order to do that, he's got to keep sin away from you. He got to keep sin away from you. You say, well, we're not under the law, but we can learn from the principles of the law. We can learn from the law, and we know that sin is damaging, sin is dangerous, sin is even deadly. And so God says, keep that away from you. He says, you see, there's a reason why my land is holy. My land is holy because there's holy living, and there's holy living because there are holy laws. You see, God won't let nothing in. Anything that is not for your good, anything that doesn't have your good, that's not in for your best, God will not allow it into your life. Why? Because you are concerned. He wants you to experience a good quality life. He don't want you to just live through life. He wants you to have your best life. And the people who are happy here this morning are the people who've been walking with God. Amen. Amen. If you've been walking with God, then you have allowed God to rule. Amen. It's what made the Holy Land holy? It's called the Holy Land. What made it holy? Think about that. It was not just the presence of God, although the presence of God makes something holy, but it was the presence of his laws. The people became holy when they obeyed the laws. And it made it out of a holy land. And when you were in the Holy Land, obeying the holy laws, you had a holy life, and a holy life leads you to a good life. Amen. Don't you want the best for your family? Do you want a marriage, or do you want a good marriage? Do you want health, or do you want good health? Do you want a home, or do you want a happy home? Oh, the only way you're going to get it is, oh, by the way, there is only one way to get it. There's only one way to get it. And that is to walk in his word. I know new things are coming out. I know that it gets old. But God has never had to write the Bible but once. He hadn't had to send us an edited copy and said, now that it's 2018, I'm going to change this. And now that it's 2018, I'm going to change that. And he didn't do it. No changes needed. Wrote it one time. Well, see, when you know everything, you can do that. He's omniscient. And he knows all. He doesn't have to find out nothing. You can't tell him nothing he don't already know. He cannot find out anything he does not know. So when God writes something down, this is invaluable. God wrote it. If God wrote it, it don't need no changes. It don't need no revisions. Have I got a witness? It don't get outdated. It don't get old-fashioned. There's no such thing as it being old-fashioned. When God wrote it, it's just as up-to-date as today's newspaper. God wrote it, and it's right, and it does not need any adjustments. It does not need any changes. God wrote it. And you know what's missing in your life? Holiness. If you're not happy, holiness. You must not be living a holy life, because holiness will lead to happiness. Make no mistake about it. Holiness will lead to happiness. You know what's missing in your marriage? Maybe holiness. Holiness. Amen. What's holy? Wives submit, husbands love. If you're not doing one of those two, then you may not be experiencing happiness. When you won't let the scriptures in, when you won't let me write you no prescription, have I got a witness? When God can't say nothing to you. When his advice is rejected and is closed up and then hidden. When nobody wants to live by the word. Have I got a witness?
then you're in for trouble. Have I got a witness? You know what's missing in your health? It may be holiness. Because you may not be obeying what the word has to say. Eating all these stuff got blood in it. And some people say, I want to see a little blood. Amen. Blood carries diseases. God said you can't eat no blood. Life of the flesh is in the blood. Leviticus 17:17. You can't eat it. Oh, Lord. That's what's missing in your diet. You know what may be missing in society? Holiness. You ever thought about it? They can pass. You can put anybody you want in office. You can. Amen. You see folk just dying. They trying to find the right man to believe in. They wait for hours for a man to step on the stage that they can believe in. He's going to save the day. He's going to deliver us. We got to get the right person in office. It ain't but one man that's got to be in office. Amen. That's Jesus. Y'all done got bored. Amen. I done talked too long. The fact of the matter is, that may be what's missing in your life. That may be what's missing in your marriage. That may be what's missing in your diet. That may be what's missing in your community. Holiness. Holiness. Holiness is when God don't allow things that'll hurt you. Most people think that God is trying to keep fun from you. No, he's trying to keep fun for you. I mean, the kids are out there, he's not trying to keep sex from you. He's trying to keep sex for you. Do it his way. Live it his way. Let him have the guidelines. Let him give you the rules. He's trying to keep it. I guess what I'm saying is he's trying to keep it holy. Thank you. He is on your side. Because God built these rules in our lives for our own benefit. And the happiest person in the world is the one that's walking by God. You see, God has already told you about the truth about all of the things in life. And if you walk in his word, I don't care how young, the quicker you get to God, the quicker, the better. He's going to tell you how to do things. He's going to tell you what to do, what not to do. He's going to tell you who to marry, who not to marry. He's going to tell you what to do, how to do it. God writes rules. God writes laws. God gives us instructions. He doesn't just say, go out there and figure life out. There is no manual. This is the manual for life. You ever had a car without a manual? They always going to put one in there. They will not. You can't buy a washing machine without a book. I'm telling you. People know that if you give somebody something, you got to give them a manual with it. And God said, you've never lived life before. You've never parented before. I can teach you how to parent. Train up a child in the way that they should go. I want to go to the football game. Today you're going to church. I don't want to go to church. And they'll tell you, you can't stifle your kids. Let them do what they, okay, we can keep this mess up if we want to. You may be visiting your child in hell. Amen. You may be looking down. I guess what I'm saying is that you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. Don't listen to nobody. Listen to the Lord. Holiness may be what's missing. That's why it's called the Holy Bible. It's a holy matrimony. It's not just a matrimony. Don't pick that holy word up. Amen. You see it right there, holy. You see it? Everybody see holy. Can you see it? Do you see holy? Amen. Y'all see it? That's an important adjective. Amen. It's not just a book. It's not just a marriage. It's holy. It's holy living. It's the holy land. It's not just a land. It's a lot of property, but this is holy property. God wants you to stay away from sin. He said, put it as far away from you as you can, children, because when you put it as far away from you, then you're going to have a good life. If you don't put it away from you, sin is going to have your head down. Trace it back every time you put your head down. Every time you put your head down. Now, you may think that God has your head down, but it won't be it down for long. You'll find out that long term, God's going to bring your head back up. It may hurt not to fit in, and you may feel sad a little while, but that's all right. Everybody in school may be doing one thing. There may be all kind of peer pressure. There may be all kind of this or that. But you hold on to God. Stick with God. Hold on to God. Amen. And you'll find out that you'll come out on the other side while everybody else is doing all these things and having all those fun without rules. When they get married, when they do this, when they later on in life, they're going to have a whole lot of baggage to bring into that relationship because they have not been living holy. I didn't get it on the screen, but the fact of the matter is, church, is that, you know, the good thing about doing right, amen, doing what is, you're always happy after you pass the test. You're always happy that you did the right thing in the morning. You ever got a witness? You might be fighting it. You know, I'm fighting. I'm trying my best not to do this. Tell your neighbor, you won't be happy till later. You'll be late the next day when you didn't do what you ought to have done, when you didn't go out to that wild party, when you didn't do this in the back seat, when you didn't do that, you didn't smoke that, you didn't do that. You always happy later. You at the time, your flesh will tell you that you're not happy. You're missing out. But when you pass the test, it always comes happy. Happiness always comes later. Sin always breaks your heart. Sin always have your head down. Sin always gives you a hangover. Sin gives you a bad ending. It starts out good. It starts out fun. But a lot of these sad folk are miserable simply because they didn't live holy. Holiness, my brothers and sisters, is something that we need to live. It's a way of life. God wants us to live. He wants us to practice holiness. And that may be the missing ingredient. I don't care how many counselors you talk to solve your problem today, the main thing you may need is holiness. In this world that has been turned upside down, doing any and everything, people don't even like each other, races don't like each other, but God didn't even allow racism in the promised land. He said if a stranger comes in, you got to treat him right just like he's a Jew. If he wants to be in the Holy Land, let him in. I don't care about his color. God has a way of giving, bringing holiness solves all of the problems. And it's amazing how God took all his people and he told them, look, I want to take y'all all away from the thing, the places that you are, and I want y'all to all come on to the Holy Land. And anybody who wants to live holy, amen, you may not want a good quality of life. You may not want quality health, quality love, or quality marriage. You may not want a quality society. Amen. You may not want quality health. But for those who want the good life, God says, come to me. And the reason why there's holiness is because I got zero tolerance for sin. If it hurts you, I'm not going to allow it.